In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, good morning. Welcome, everyone, both here in person and those with us online, to the last Sunday of the church year. Yes, this is it. And this Sunday has been set apart as a special feast day. It's called the Feast of Christ the King. Now, all of our lessons this morning that you heard and the music you heard lead us up to this whole point about the specialness of this day. So as we go through the church year, starting with Christmas, and the figure we see is that of a baby, then we get to Easter, and that we see of Jesus hanging on the cross, dying for our sins. But finally, on this day, we see Jesus on the cross as King of the whole universe. So, because it is the last day of the church year, I'd like to do something that we often do on New Year's Eve. Often on New Year's Eve, we look back at the previous year to see how things have gone. I'd like to take us back through our year at Holy Innocence in the ministries that we do here, because the ministries we do here are part of building the kingdom of God. So what I've done is I've broken it down into two sections. And of course, I have to find my card, or I'll never remember. Well, I'll do the best I can. I found my card. We're all set. At 83 years old, my memory is just not there. But these ministries are ministries that we do. First part, for ourselves, it's ministries that build us up. And the second group of ministries are the ministry that we do out in the world for the benefit of bringing Christ's kingdom out there. So first of all, to the ministries of ourselves, if you think back a year ago, we're having a tough time. We're in the middle of the crisis of COVID and very heavy restrictions. But the point about all this is as the year progressed, as we could open things up, we did that. We opened things up to more in-person worship. We finally went back to two services. We finally went back to having more readers and acolytes again. We started to return to normal as much as we could under the constraints where we had to still remain safe. Another thing that has recently been added back in is godly play for children. My friend Father Steve has just done a wonderful job. His heart is really into working with children and helping them understand the Bible in those terms. Gathering, we were able to reestablish gathering again, bringing gathering back as a place just where we could find fellowship. We even continued it during the summertime just to give people a chance to connect with one another. Our Bible studies that are going on, Father Brian's Bible study on Thursday is attracting more people. More people are coming to us for that. And there's a new women's Bible study getting ready to start this week. And of course, we have our online morning prayer, Tuesday through Friday, and our online Compline, and the Brotherhood of St. Andrew, and the Daughters of the King, who has been growing this year. So these are the ministries to ourselves that help build us up, so that we can go out in the world bringing Christ with us. And the first that I would like to bring up in that ministry to the world is our TLC feeding ministry. This is a ministry that we do every other Saturday, the second and fourth Saturdays of the month, where we feed people not only outside here at Holy Innocence, but we bring meals to San Jose Mission, where our migrant farm workers are. That has really grown. A week ago yesterday, when we did our feeding ministry, we actually passed out 284 meals at San Jose. That is 284 meals that went to people who are living just above the line, working in the fields, picking our strawberries. And of course, we did what we could. We fed the rest of the meals out here, and quite frankly, we didn't have enough. Just because the need has become that great. We also brought back Meals on Wheels as another ministry that we brought back into place, even though, again, with the restrictions on COVID and the need to remain safe from one another, but we did that. Rachel's Guild has come back to make the quilts that are given out at Joshua House and for our Family Promise. Also, Dover Elementary School, because of that relationship that we have been building with Dover that started with Kids Pack, is to a point where they're turning to us and say, hey, we need some help. Do you have some volunteers that can come up here? And my friend Bill Cox is coordinating all of that. Family Promise has continued. We still have homeless people, homeless families who are trying to rebuild their lives, and we take care of providing them with food and with those quilts that Rachel's Guild makes. Then we have Adopted Family, which is now out in the narthex starting up again. Angel Tree will start soon. And all of this that we're doing is all about building the kingdom of God here in Valrico. Now, I know I don't have to tell you too much about this, but the world out there is a broken place. And we've had, not only due to COVID, but a lot of polarization that has happened this year. There's a lot of division out there. But we were warned that that was going to happen. In the gospel lesson last week, we heard that there were going to be wars and rumors of wars, nations rising against nations, and earthquakes. And that was written down 2,000 years ago. And yes, certainly we have had all of those, and we're having them now, and we're probably going to continue to have them. But we're going to continue to have that until Christ is truly the King of all creation. So I'd like to go back to the collect that was read this morning. When Father Brian first started this service, because it's a reminder to us of why we're here. So it started off, Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Mercifully grant that the people of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So the ministries that we do are to help bring peace, help to bring people back together, help to heal the brokenness that is done in Christ's kingdom. So to continue on to understand what was meant by Christ being the King of the universe, I'd like to read to you the first part of Paul's letter to Colossians. It's not one that we heard this morning, but it's one that tells us really, truly who Christ really was. And so Paul's talking about Jesus said, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or denominations or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. Christ is the King of the universe, all of it. And so this is the person that we have been called to follow. Now, in today's gospel lesson, we heard the story of him being before Pilate. And of course, Pilate represents the physical power of the world at that point in time, the Roman kingdom, and with Caesar at the head of it, and Pilate is the representative of Caesar. So he's got this person in front of him, this Jesus, who the Jews are saying, we got to get rid of him. And Pilate's saying, okay, who is this guy? And so we heard he say, Pilate says to him, are you the King of the Jews? And Jesus said, do you ask this on your own? Is that something that you're convinced of? Or did others tell you about me? And of course, Pilate's answer is, well, I'm not a Jew, am I? But then Jesus goes on and says, my kingdom is not from this world. In other words, it wasn't made in this world like the Roman kingdom or like Caesar. It is above all of that. My kingdom is not from this world. And then he goes on to say, Pilate says to him, so you are a king? And then Jesus replies, so you say that I am a king, for this I was born, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Now, that's a very interesting word today. The truth. Where do we go to find the truth today? My friend Bill Cox and I have a lot of conversations about this. Do we find the truth in social media? Do we find the truth in our evening news? There's only one place to find the truth, my friends. The truth is in Jesus Christ. And in his gospel, in the lessons that he teaches us on how to live our lives, because when we do that, we are bringing the kingdom of God into being at this point in time here on this earth. It goes on to say, Jesus says, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Remember, there was a parable that he told one time about the good shepherd? And he said the good shepherd knows his sheep, and his sheep know him, and they follow his voice. So it is the voice of Jesus Christ that we need to listen to as we go through this world that is fractured and broken. Keep listening for that voice to lead us through these difficult times. Now, I know the year ahead, now that we're coming to the end of this year, next Sunday we'll start the Advent as we anticipate the birth of celebrating the birth of Christ again. What I would suggest to you all is to build on what we have done this past year. We have no idea what we're going to face next year, but we do know that the strength is here in this community to continue the good work that is being done, the good work that will help bring the kingdom of God in this place here in Valrico. Amen.